Royal Caribbean dinner, guy with the bread walking around.
Oh,
and a little bread basket.
Oh, why, favorite by the way, guy. I get like three of those.
The bread basket in like old school wrestling was like, you know, below the belt, right? When you hit him, it's like, oh, right in the bread basket.
No, why I thought the bread basket. No, that's, no. I thought the bread basket was like when a quarterback drops a dime, right?
Right, like perfectly. Basket.
The bread basket's right in the gut, Billy. Right no, no, no.
Yeah, the gut.
You put one. You gut, put one right? in the bread basket. You're putting it right in the gut. That's where you're putting it.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm talking more punching when there was hitting. Oh, we hit him right in the bread basket.
I don't think it's the gut. I think it's your arms extending like on a deep round, and that's the basket.
I think I'm with Billy on this. I think can it be both? It can't be both of those things, right?
Like, we're gonna get down to the bottom of this
because I think that yes, you put Billy. Are you thinking of it? You put a handoff in the running back's bread basket. Yes or no?
Well, I was thinking more like Gorilla Monsoon telling us someone was just hitting the bread basket.
Which is the stomach area. I feel like, but I don't know the origins. Why is the bread basket? Why is the bread basket what it is that we're talking about here? Like, what? This goes back to the 1900s. Would people carry a bread basket like in their arms?
I like that. I hear somebody ferociously typing, like looking it up. Is that Greg Cody? I think.
Well,
like,
right in the bread basket is right in the stomach. I hit him, pow, right in the bread basket, you know, right in the stomach.
So Billy was right then, yes?
Yeah, and I was agreeing with Bill.
So was Gorilla Monsoon.
Yeah. But Chris is wrong.
No, he's not. I think the bread, Tony's with me. The bread basket is a deep,
it's an over the shoulder. It's an over the shoulder.
Your bread basket is your two hands.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Cody, do you have an opinion on this? You were especially terrible today, Greg.
Thank you. The low blow in boxing is called a kidney punch. In terms of the bread basket, I don't have a strong opinion. I've always taken it to mean, you know, right on the gut, right on the belly.
No, the low blow in boxing is below the belt. The kidney punch is a kidney punch.
Back in the 1700s, right. The bread basket.
That's below the belt as well.
Well, Greg, I'm telling you, it was tied to the consumption of food. So when you ate food, it would go right into your bread basket. That's what people would say. Back in the 1700s, Greg, you were there. You know that.
How high do you wear your pants? Your kidneys are not below the belt.
Greg? Oh, now he's muted again. Okay, just a...
Yeah, no, I always thought that the kidney punch is a little bit behind, right?
But it's not a low blow. It's a perfectly legal punch.
A low blow is punching you in the nether regions. That's a low blow.
You're not allowed to punch the kidney.
You
are
that's,
allowed to punch a kidney. It's part of strategy in combat sports.
No, check it. Look it up.
I don't think
you're supposed to. I think the kidney is like a sensitive part of your body. Like that's, you know. Right.
That's why they target it.
You can rupture a kidney because it's behind the diaphragm. It's like a side, slightly behind the side.
Yeah, there's liver punches and kidney punches. I think they're both fair game.
You know who wore his pants high, and Greg can attest to this? Fred Mertz wore his pants very high.
I'm so happy. I was going there, too.
Below the belt.
I was going there, too. When I think of people that wear their belts high, it's that and Clarita, her husband. Clarita was my preschool babysitter.
Oh, I don't know him.
Clarita was a woman.
I just Googled, can you punch a kidney in boxing? And the internet tells me kidney punches are illegal in boxing for a good reason. Take a significant punch to the kidney, and you'll likely piss blood for a week.
Wow. But I know what you mean. Clarita's husband, you didn't know him. I didn't know much of him either. He was a man of mystery. But he did look like Fred Mertz, who was, I think, married to a much younger woman on that show.
Well, help me out here, because I believe you guys are now talking to a demo that I believe that in mentioning Fred Mertz, I believe that there are a great many people listening right now that have no idea what the hell
I know who it is, though. If I know, I feel like most people know.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Do you know who Fred Mertz is? Is there anyone here who doesn't? This is a real stunner here. Tony, you don't know who Fred Mertz is, right?
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, nice. You haven't lived. You have not lived.
I read that Ethel really resented the fact that she had to be married to Fred on TV because of how old he was.
Do you want to know what year Fred Mertz was born? Who would like to guess what year Fred Mertz was born?
He was an old man on I Love Lucy. Yeah. Like he was old by then. How old was the neighbor? Or how old was the neighbor he was married to? Fred Mertz. Like you're talking about
Ethel.
So I'm guessing Fred Mertz was damn near in his 70s when he was on I Love Lucy. How old is he?
He died when he was 79 years old in 1966.
Holy shit.
He was born in 1887.
Oh, my God.
God rest his soul.
How is that a reference that everyone here knew except for Tony? Did you guys watch a ton? I know Billy
told us that he watched
a lot of I Love Lucy. I just can't imagine that that holds up very well. Does I Love Lucy hold up? It's one of the classics of all time.
It does hold up outside of just gender dynamics, Dan.
Vivian Vance now. She was born in 1909. So she was like, what, 22 years younger than Fred Mertz?
Yeah.
It's the same year my great grandpa Robert Galata was born.
That is not an interesting fact.
What an odd thing to throw into
it
the
conversation. It is not useful information that I can do anything with on the radio. Were you just trying to?
Most people call them Sal.
Was there any point to you throwing out
Sal.
There?
Just
Salvatore Robert Galata.
A reminiscing about your grandfather that doesn't help this conversation.
Well, he also looked like Fred Mertz. He also looked like Fred Mertz, which is
just like Gladita's husband. Dan.
Yeah, but he sounds like a bookie though.
Salvatore really Robert Galata.
Yeah,
he's a good man.
I want to ask you guys this question.
Came over from Sicily.
Sedano. Sedano has sent me an advertisement, new and exclusively at GNC. Be unbreakable. Pre-workout, it's aminos, it's whey isolate. Being unbreakable is a mindset. Anything is achievable when you have courage, support, and an unbreakable will to succeed. No shortcuts, no excuses. We, GNC, are proud to sponsor with Jay Glazer.
Wow.
Jay Glazer, a marketing machine, doing reporting differently than others do it, and also just a side hustle that is about being fit and being shaped like a rock and being the guy that is admired by Warriors football players, UFC guys, and he's merging with Vets and Players program to exclusively bring you unbreakable performance fueled by GNC. This Jay Glazer has a persona and a reputation. You talk about rock star journalists, Mike. This is a guy who is respected by the Warriors of all kind that we have in this country, the Warriors that fight for freedom, the Warriors that fight in the UFC with bravery, and the football players who train with Jay Glazer so they could be better Warriors. Like we were talking earlier today about rock star journalists. Isn't he about the closest thing we've got to in sports? Him and Stephen A., right?
I think so.
Jim Gray.
Yeah, Jim Gray, definitely.
Skip Bayless.
It seems like the NFL is Glazer's side hustle now. I mean, to be honest with you.
He doesn't really care about breaking stories either anymore.
Doesn't have to.
No, he just like wants to wrestle on the mats with Odell Beckham Jr. and help him get better. It's odd. Don't see Peter Schrager in the gym with Jameis Winston.
He's the Glaze.
Does this not strike anyone else as unusual? Like this, Jay Glazer started trying to be a stand-up comic. That's where his career started.
Makes sense. He's got a captivating sense about him. Like just like he can command a room.
Do you think of Jay as funny though?
He reminds me a lot about Salvatore Robert Galata too.
Oh, for the love of God, go sleep yourself.
The Glaze.